B-Pod Studios.
The first time in her adult life yesterday, Melissa experienced for her birthday a New England staple.
Two, actually.
Two?
Yes. Two New England staples.
You didn't tell me.
I didn't tell anybody.
I just knew about the apple picking.
Yes, I went apple picking.
You went apple picking? Did you wear flannels and yoga pants?
I wore a flannel and jeans, and I wore my Chucks, but I probably should have worn boots because it was a little dirty out there.
Yep. Did you bite into apples as you were walking along? You have to break the rules.
I did not.
What?
I didn't. Because they look like they have a lot of chemicals on them.
Are you serious?
There's a ton of there's like a film over all of them. So I'm like, we probably need to wash these first.
You stick a bite out of it. Big deal.
No. They didn't look right for
you.
You
go to Chipotle on the regular and you think that pulling an apple off a tree and taking a bite out of it is more dangerous than that?
You would like to think Chipotle actually cleans their food before
they cook it. Every time that they have to close for a week because of all the crap that's going on. Okay, so you did apple picking.
Yes. Okay. And you were right about that, by the way, because you were trying to warn me about how much of a racket that is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. $13 for a bag the size of my hand that probably fit 4 or 5 apples in it.
I'm telling you.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Apple picking is something you only do on a date when you want to impress the girl, because the guy never wants to go apple picking. Or if you have small children and you want to do something with them for the day.
That was neither for me yesterday. So
that
was with a friend of mine.
Then you wasted your time. Your friend wants to get with you.
No, it was a girl, she does not.
She's a lesbian. She wants to get with you.
She does not.
And you're eating apples forever. I still have apples, and I went a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I don't like apples that much. I honestly don't like. I'm getting all these apples. I'm not going to eat all these damn apples.
Well, we're going to make a pie out of the apples on Friday, probably.
Oh, my God. Is that so, Grandma? That sounds like a great Friday night.
That's what you're supposed to do when you go apple picking. Make a pie or apple crisp or something. Ooh. But then, I did the whole apple cider donuts.
Yep.
And, I got some monkey bread. And what else did we get? It's just like the typical, knick-knacky stuff that they have at those stores or whatever. But it was cool. I thought, I hadn't been apple picking since I was like 10, and it was cool. And they had goats and they had a little farm.
I know. I've been there. Listen, I've been there. I've been apple picking many times. Did you ride one of the freaking tractor things?
No.
Wow.
They didn't have a hayride or anything like
that. You missed
out
on another boring ass staple. Okay. Yeah. So what else did you do that was
So the other staple was, it was time to go to lunch, and we were trying to find a place to go. And we were like, do we want to go to Capital Grill or Del Frisco's? And we drove, but all of a sudden I see a Friendly's we were in Peabody, I believe it was. A Friendly's that was still open, and I legit went, oh my God, we gotta go to Friendly's.
I didn't know Melissa turned 11 yesterday.
No, I was
apple picking in Friendly's.
Listen, Friendly's was
either
like
11 or 80.
Friendly's was like my childhood. They still had the honey barbecue super melt. I got the honey barbecue super melt, and I got, how they have the happy ending sundaes? I got the happy ending sundae with the peanut butter sauce. I felt like I was 5 again.
You didn't get a fish-a-ma-jig?
Pebbles, I thought of you. I saw the fish-a-ma-jig on the menu. I was like, oh my God, the fish-a-ma-jig.
Did you ask for the children's menu so you could draw, or did they just have it for you ready?
Or the senior menu?
Funny story about that. We were there around 3:30, so it was literally us.
Did the bus pull up in the front?
It was us and three tables of all guys over 90.
Oh my God.
It was pretty funny.
Did you do anything that was enjoyable? It sounds like a punishment for your birthday.
No, that was
apple picking's fun.
Yeah.
It's expensive, but
it is expensive, but I had a good time. It was fun.
Okay.
It was fun.
Did you do the casino?
I did.
You did the casino.
I did the casino right after work yesterday.
Okay.
Quickly.
How much did you lose?
Yeah, exactly. How much did you donate for your birthday?
I didn't lose any of my own money. I was using free play, which I did get up to about 300, but yes, I did walk out with nothing. So.
Oh, good. It's good to know that this year is going to be the same as all the other ones in your life.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.